Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earlier this month, widespread protests in India left several people dead. The protests were led by Dalits, the lowest of the Hindu caste system. They were protesting a recent Supreme Court decision, which they believed had made them more vulnerable to the abuses of society. David Curry of Open Doors USA says both the strict practice of the caste system and the increased violence towards Christians is a symptom of India's movement towards a pure Hindu society.
I think it's incredibly important for Christians to speak out on these kinds of issues, the caste system in India, where we see a clear violation of human rights, and stand up for what I believe are biblical values.
And for more details, head to missionnews.org. And more than 2.5 million people have visited the Creation Museum in Kentucky since it opened over a decade ago. Ken Ham, the founder of Answers in Genesis, says the Creation Museum and its sister attraction, the Ark Encounter, are both non-intrusive ways to introduce people to biblical history and truth. About 30% of visitors actually aren't Christians.
That's the incredible thing about using exhibits, is that the exhibits do the teaching. And because the exhibits do the teaching, then that means that it's not like someone personally hitting them on the head. And so they really appreciate that. And they've even been challenged to the extent that we've heard of people who become Christians as a result of being there and saying, you know what, I never realized that you could trust the Bible, and they commit their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Learn more about the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter, and how you can visit or support the ministry. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a free 14-day prayer guide. Get yours when you click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.